Now, when we talk about knowledge, talking about something that Cam Newton said, and, you know, Cam Newton, of course, beast on the football field when he was at Auburn, when he was in Carolina, but now a beast in the podcasting space, beast about to be more so on TV, and has some takes that get people talking. And this one did when he was talking about his relationships, right?
I want to know. I needed to know. I have
to. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you why, though. I want to know. Because before I sit up here and really keep moving and elevating our relationship, I want to know who got one up on me. Mm.
Do you really want to know everybody the person you're seeing now has dated?
No, but I agree with Cam.
Oh,
because later on, he talks about it's not about knowing the list of everybody she's been with. It's who right. have you been with that's in my circle that I know that I'm potentially going to run into somewhere.
Hold up, because you said in my circle. Now, my circle is not that big. So is it my friend group circle, my professional circle, which will be a little bigger, or my social circle with the outsides? That's where the circumference is a little bigger.
All of it. So I think my social circle, because there's some random people I might know that I'm not close with. But mm-hmm. I think if I know that you smashed with him, I don't want to hook up with you because I know him. Mm-hmm. If it's any of my friends, definitely not, because my friends are going to be at the wedding and I don't want to be up there saying I do. And my friend's like, I did too. Nope. Never that happen. And then if it's a coworker, if I tell you where I work, I need you to be like, oh, well, do you know so-and-so? Yeah. Yeah. We've been, you know, partners on a lot of stuff. He's great. Hey, so by the way, we dated right. 2 years ago. You need to tell me.
Okay. So is there a reason not to tell? Because men, as strong as we pretend to be, and yeah. I say pretend to be, is because we can be fragile creatures, right? Mm-hmm. The ego is only 3 letters. But it's huge, right? And yeah. that can be a problem. Does that stop you when you know that, oh, she's been with somebody I know?
It's not about ego. I just want to know, because what I don't want is you don't tell me. Mm. And we fall in love. We're talking 2 or 3 years. We get married. And then 3 or 4 years in, I find out that you and one of my close friends who was at the wedding, y'all had hooked up before, but none of y'all told me about it. Mm. That would bother me. And that's I give women the same courtesy. So if I'm dating somebody and if I have, you know, we're going to go somewhere and I run into somebody and like, oh, that's so-and-so, you know, I have a code, squeeze the hand, little couple squeezes. Mm. Hey, babe, squeeze, squeeze. This is so-and-so. That way she knows, hey, this is somebody that Terrell knows in the biblical sense. So
you got that baseball up.
I do. I got signs. I got codes. That way you just know. Because I feel like it's disrespectful. Yeah. And I have a story that happened to me. And this is why it really bothers me.
Pray do tell.
I was dating this girl and she was a bartender. And so her bartender friends circle, you know, certain bars they would go to. So every time I was out with her, I always met people.
Yeah.
And one time I'm out and I meet this guy, and this guy's just being really cool with me. Mm. And I'm just like, cool. And all her friends have been pretty cool.
But
and he says, hey, are you going to go to the New Year's Eve party that so-and-so's having? I'm like, yeah, I think we're both going to be going there. He goes, great, man. What do you drink? I'll get a bottle for you. I'm like, for me? Sure. You know, and back then I was drinking Crown, right? And so he said he was going to give me a bottle of Crown. I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just bar talk. Show up to this party a week later, and he's there in the living room. He's like, Terrell, what's up, man? Hey, come here. I got you. Brings me to the kitchen, up on the cabinet, second shelf, pulls that bottle of Crown. Mm. And I was like, wow, this dude is really nice, right? And I find out 2 or 3 weeks after that, that guy used to be her friend with benefits.
Mm.
And I'm just like, wait a minute. So not only you didn't tell me, he didn't tell me, but now I look like a fool in front of all your friends because everybody there knew.
Right.
That you used to sleep with this dude. And here I am hugged up drinking Crown with the guy. Like he's awesome. No.
you're talking about in this space, but that also goes to going back home with somebody.
Yeah.
Right? Because you go home with somebody and you don't know anything about their past. Now, they may not have told you about this, so they may have mentioned somebody, oh, yeah, my ex from so-and-so, but you don't know all the details and you can run into that. And it's a one-upmanship that he just put on you. Made, to your point, can make you look crazy because, watch, I make this, this dude don't know. I've been smashing his girl before, too. Matter of fact, I still am. He just don't know. And these are the things, right? So I get that part. I think my situation was slightly different in the sense that, and this is where you appreciate people who do this, right? And to your point, you have to let it be known. Even if the conversation has been had about that person before, you never know when you're going to run into that person. And if it happens unexpectedly, you got the code of squeezing the hand. I remember walking into a spot and I was dating this girl. We just started dating, right? And as we're walking in, I see one of my boys, my homie, man. I'm like, what's up? And about to walk up and introduce him to her. She recognized that, steps in front of me and speaks to and says something to him first. So immediately I go, oh, they know each other. And as soon as we walk off, she goes, remember so-and-so? Yeah, that's who it is. I'm like, oh, I've heard the story before from the other side.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
Was that the deal breaker? Is that why y'all didn't?
No, that wasn't the deal breaker. You know what? Because again, now had she let me go through and introduce her to him.
Yeah.
And I think I was young then, so I may have still been in my feelings about, man, I almost introduced you to him. But in retrospect, what she did in that moment is something that you got to give that person the respect, to your point. If she had squeezed your hand twice, you would have known, oh, this guy's trying to play me for the fool. So I get it. So he's, to your point, what he said is not wrong. It's just the way it can be interpreted, right?
I totally get it, but I definitely agree with where he's going with this. It doesn't, and I think he clarified it. It's not so much everybody she's been with,
right?
It's just who that's in my circle. I need to know that. Was it someone on the defense? Was it the kicker? Was it someone on our team? Was it a coach? Was it a trainer? Like, I just need to know.
Right. Now, how much detail do you need to know?
Oh, I don't need to know the ins and outs, literally. I don't need to know. I don't need to know all that. I just want to know who. That way I know that if I see this dude, that, okay, I get it. They used to, and it's not an issue. Yeah, y'all talked 5 years ago. It's no big deal, but at least I know.
Okay. So in football terms, who was on the team, not which plays we ran?
Right. I don't need the play-by-play of every touchdown and the yardage and how long it took and what was the drive like. How many plays did it take to make to get you there?
How many flea flickers, trick plays?
You don't need to know any of that. Did you have a couple field goals? Did you get a safety? I don't need to know all that. I just need to know who in my circle that you've dated or been with. And that's it. If there's no one in my circle, great. But if they are, depending on who it is.
Right.
One of my line brothers, man, I met this girl and I saw that they were connected on social media. And I was like, hey, man, do you know I met this girl on this app? And he was like, oh, yeah. So real talk, we dated for a bit. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, cool. And I had to let her know, hey, so I know that you know so-and-so and y'all used to date. I can't. I just can't do that.
So it is a deal breaker.
Depends on who it is.
Okay.
This is my line brother. This is my LB. This is the guy who would be, if I get married, he's going to be there. I am not going to stand in my wedding and have someone else standing in it or in the building that has slept with my wife.
So therefore, that's a very strong statement. That means you also wouldn't have, if she had an ex that she's just friends with and they haven't messed around for 10, 15, even 20 years, that person can't come to the wedding either?
10, 15, 20 years, maybe. I mean, I'm 50, so when she was in her 20s and, you know, now that she's 50, you know, it all depends on the scenario. But I can tell you what's not going to happen. There's not going to be one. There's not going to be one woman at my wedding.
Yeah.
That she's going to have to worry about.
Why? Because you're not friends with any of them?
No. I am friends with some of them, but yeah. It just depends. Like, mm-hmm. she would have had to already met that person and been cool with that person.
Right.
And then this person could come to the wedding. But right. I'm not just going to have somebody at the wedding that she didn't know that I had a connection with.
Right.
I would want her to be okay with it. And so depending on her relationship with this dude, if it's 20, 30 years ago, if I've never heard of the dude until mm-hmm. at the wedding, when he comes by, hey, congratulations. I'm like, oh, who's that? Oh, well, that's someone so weak. No. I'd be mad.
Who's got the bottle in that big ass box? Yeah. But okay. So the moral of the story is communication is key. And yes. not just communication, but clear communication is key.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let it be known. Respectfully.
Yes, respectfully.